Roethlisberger was put back in after his second concussion, the first one coming from that motorcycle accident. The idea was said repeatedly that the best medical advice and a higher level of expertise actually was available to the Pittsburgh coaching staff, and that's why they thought it was okay. That doesn't seem to be the case, does it?
Well, I don't want to comment on the Pittsburgh situation. I don't have any specific knowledge with that, and I haven't talked to the people involved. The NFL has started what it claims to be a very coordinated and methodical committee that over the past 10 to 12 years has learned a lot about concussions, about how to treat concussions, specifically in NFL football. They contend that if the symptoms of the first concussion have subsided to X degree, that the player can go out and play and continue to play in the same game. The evidence of this is that they report themselves that roughly 50% of players who sustain a concussion return to the same game. I will also say that there are many other independent medical committees and communities that think that this is insane, that think this is dangerously reckless, and that it sets a terrible example for college and high school and other types of organizations. That being
Let's talk about Dr. Robert Cantu as well, and what he said about the status of Ted Johnson's brain and cognitive impairment.
Well, he said that already Ted Johnson, at the age of 34, is exhibiting symptoms of mild Alzheimer's, and that those symptoms typically do not abate. I believe his word was relentlessly. They continue to the point where probably 10 or 15 years from now, when Ted Johnson is 45 or 50, he might have full-blown Alzheimer's.
Seth Joyner, let's ask you what this means to you when you know the culture of football, when you yourself had to deal with several times when you were advised to go back and practice and actually play with injuries. How difficult is it to turn around a culture that is so given to, you know, performance, to playing with pain?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, people need to really, really understand, you know, the football is a game, first and foremost, but, you know, football is huge business, you know, when you really get down to it. And there's so many more things that come into play, you know, when you talk about it. You know, sometimes guys are battling for their jobs, they're battling for position, you know, they got a contract year. There's so many things that come into play. And the problem is that you got an older guy, or you got a guy that maybe hasn't been performing, you know, he might sustain, you know, a concussion, and the next thing you know, he's being pushed get back out on the field. I don't think that culture will ever go anywhere because, you know, you just have to face it. This game is built upon motivation. You know, you either get the job done or we'll find someone else to get it done. And if you're not healthy enough to get it done, well, you know, you're yesterday's news. I think it's very difficult to change that way of thinking. Not only do the organizations and the coaching staff, for the most part, you know, exercise that same type of thought, but the players know that it's that way, and they approach it that same way. But, you know, you get some players, you know, that are going to get a lot more leeway than other players just because, you know, their status and what the organization believes that they mean to their team.